you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. You know, I'm really surprised that I haven't made this microphone my entire personality at this point.
No, it is mine. This is like my identity now.
Why didn't I make everyone come over and like listen to me sing? Everyone in the living room, come on. I'm putting on a concert right now with my new microphone.
Wait. No, seriously. That's so bracha.
I know. I'm surprised.
No, but I feel very powerful with this microphone.
Yeah. Like, this is the coolest thing ever.
Everyone buy yourself a microphone. It does wonders for your self-confidence.
It's true.
So anyway, welcome to the
Such a Good Call podcast.
We are your hosts, Jackie.
And Bracha.
And we're so happy that you joined us here today.
Yeah, thanks for being here. We appreciate you.
Yeah, just to give people context, it is Sunday night for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I always get Sunday scaries. Yeah. So I tried to make it like the best possible situation. Like I'm ready. I'm comfortable. This is the last thing of my day. This is the last event of my day.
Yeah. No, Sundays are just like I've had a day.
Sundays take me out no matter what I do.
I hope everyone just took like a nice shower. They have a nice candle burning.
Oh, yeah.
Good PJs. You know, cozy vibe.
Yummy. I got like a really good like cold drink to keep me awake.
Yes. This is a total ADD thing, but like hyper fixations on certain like foods or drinks where you'll be obsessed with it for a while. And like it's all I eat, breathe, drink, and talk about.
Okay.
And then one day you wake up and you're like, no, hate it forever. It's gone. So right now it's vitamin water for me. It's having a moment.
Okay.
And I'm here for it. It's a good thing to have water. Like otherwise I don't drink water. So this is like a good one.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question about vitamin water. Is it zero sugar vitamin water?
Yeah. But actually I asked my friend to order me more. Like she was doing a Walmart order.
Yeah.
And I sent her the wrong one. She's like, are you sure that's the one you want? I'm like, yeah, XXX, right? That's what it's called.
Yeah.
She's like, that one has sugar. And I'm like, no, please let me go check all my past orders right now and make sure that's not what I've been pounding. Thankfully, it was the right one.
Oh my gosh. Wait,
I'm having it now.
Look, I am. I have a hot take that I really like the like lemon lime, like white flavor vitamin water.
Oh yeah.
And I think I'm the only one who likes it.
No, I don't know. But when I'm pregnant, like water, ice, and lemon is just. And then the second I'm not pregnant, I can't drink water.
I feel like that's
plain
good for
water
nausea.
Is disgusting to me. Like, I know I sound crazy. I can't do it.
You know, like those girls who are drinking like 1,000 ounces of water a day?
Yeah.
Yeah,
not me.
I'm just telling you, like, I have a coworker who comes in with like a jug, like an actual, like, it takes up her whole life.
Does it have the times on it?
It has the times on it.
Yeah.
But she literally finishes like 2 inches of it all day.
Right.
So, like, why are we schlepping?
No, it's for the look, you know?
Is she like, just get
you have the Stanley girlies. Like, I saw this girl, she's like, there's soda in here. I'm like, I think you're doing it wrong. Or maybe you're doing it right. I think you're onto something.
No, I was at the nail salon once and I saw one of the nail ladies like full on like pour a whole like 64 ounce liter, whatever you call it, of Coke.
Really?
Like, yeah. Into
I've
their,
never
their
seen
water.
The, I live on like coffee and not water. But okay, the vitamin water. I want to jinx it. I hope this one stays, you know?
Yeah, for real. That's a good one. This week, our episode is dedicated to Ariel Cuneo. Ariel is known to love to hang out with his friends and exercise and keep fit. He served in the IDF and he was admired by his soldiers for his quiet charisma and leadership. When he completed his service, him and his girlfriend, Arbel Yehud, who we spoke about in a previous episode, they traveled to South America. They're together, they're partners. After that, he enrolled as computer science major and he started working in the high-tech sector. In kibbutz near Oz, he worked as a lifeguard at the kibbutz pool. It also says here that when he was young, he loved to draw. Hashem, please bring Ariel and Arbel and all the hostages home right now, today. We're davening for you. We're thinking of you, Ariel, and praying that by the time you all hear this, that he is free.
Before we started this, I asked my friends and family members and just people around me, I asked, like, if there was a podcast about Jewish women, what would you want us to talk about? Mm-hmm. And number one answer was being a working mom.
Loaded.
So the first topic we have is being a working mom. And what is that like?
Yeah, you tell me, because you work a full time. Like, I work part time, and every mm-hmm. time, like, my kid is sick, I'm like, what do the full time working moms do? Like, I really don't get it, especially if you don't have family or if you don't have a babysitter. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Yeah, it's like a little bit challenging.
To say the least.
Like, it's very challenging. But you know what? Like, the longer I'm getting into being a working mom and the older my kids are getting, I thought it would get, like, easier, and it's just getting harder. Like, balancing all of it and getting out. Like, for me, I leave the house very, very early in the morning, and I'm always home for a pickup at time. But, like, still, mm-hmm. like, the chaos of it all. And, like, I just feel like one end of it, either work or home life, is getting the short end of the stick. And it's, like, it's really hard because, like, I want to be giving all. Like, I feel like at work, I want to be giving all when I'm there. And at home, I want to be have energy to give all when I'm home. But
right. And I feel like that's what happens at work. They expect you to be a working person without kids. Like,
yeah,
this is your job. You're here. You're present. Like, right. No, you can't take off for your kids. And then when you're at home, there's this expectation of, like, put your phone away. Be present with your kids. Like, you're not a working mom. Like, you're a mom right now.
Right. It's like, it feels impossible. Like, I was actually just talking to my mom about this. I was like, I think it's not possible. Like, I think someone's lying to me and telling me
you
that
can't
I
have
do
it all.
This.
And I don't can't. Get it. Right.
I mean, I have to. This is just my life. But, like, it's really challenging. And I do try to make it as manageable as possible. I'm very fortunate that my husband has a very, like, flexible schedule. So if someone's sick or if something happens, like, he can be flexible, where I don't have that flexibility at all.
Right.
So I think one of the parents has to be flexible. Otherwise, right. I don't know.
I see
how
that
you
a lot, that, like, one of them is able to, like, be flexible, or if they both have, like, insane jobs,
right,
then they have nannies and family that are,
for sure, you need help
majorly. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't do it alone. Like, you need help, you need family, you need neighbors, you need friends, you need babysitters, you need, like, there's, it's like, really, when they say it takes a village,
it takes a village.
It totally does,
right?
That's why, yeah. Like, when like, we were talking, we were talking about, like, oh, we should move to Dallas and, like, start a community. Not in Dallas, but, like, in a different, like, Indiana.
Shout out to,
like,
Richardson, New Jersey, Texas. They already have that.
Yeah. But, like, we should go start a community there. Like, oh, I need all these people here who I'm used to having around to
which,
get through.
By the way, just shows how beautiful the Jewish, like, communities are. Mm-hmm. I'm sure non-Jews can't just be like to their neighbors, can you help me? Like, can you, you know?
Yeah. Like, we're a real community.
Yeah. Like, we care. We help.
It's also like, when we're choosing a community to live in, it's like, there's so many requirements that we need as Orthodox Jews to, like, yes. We need to be near a shul. We need to be near a mikvah. We need to be, like, there's so many
schools.
Things. We want kosher mm-hmm. food, schools, all these things. And I'm always like, if you don't have that, like, tethering you to an area, then, like, how do you decide? You just, like, go anywhere? Like,
you can go anywhere. You can go to the cheapest places. Like, wherever we are, it's just, we make everything so expensive.
I know. So, yeah, I mean, for me, being working and, like, my job, like, my job's not, like, I'm not working 9 to 5. Like, that's not my job. I'm actually home at 3 o'clock. And this year I have, like, a little more flexibility in my schedule, which has made my life improved, like, tenfold.
Yeah, but you are up at the crack of dawn, Jackie.
Yeah, I wake up super early.
No,
and
I,
like,
don't know how you do it.
I'm out of the house, like, before my kids wake up a lot of the time.
But which is better? Is it, would you rather wake up really early, go to work, and, like, have your, like, quiet time, or do the morning, like, the morning craziness with the bus and getting up?
If you asked me this 10 years ago, I probably would say not waking up. But now I've just got myself so used to it. And having that like time before my kids get home, like when I'm home from work alone, has like, oh, I wouldn't trade that for anything. Like I'll wake up right 2 hours earlier for that. But now, like 100%, I'm going to wake up early. Like no question. And it's so hard. I'm not even kidding. To this day, every single day, I'm like, I can't do it today. I can't do it today. How am I going to do it today?
No, it's crazy. Also, I so badly want to be that mom that wakes up before my kids. Like my mom is always telling me, like, just get up before them. Like, go get everything ready, have coffee. Like, I so want to be that person, but I can't. I'm just not her. But I'm jealous of her though.
Do people actually do that in real life, or that's just like TikToks and Instagrams that like people are lying about?
I think TikToks, they're like making that lady who like makes cereal from scratch, you know, like that's not real life. But why not? I think so. They're like those annoying people who like go to the gym before and like they'll tell you about it. They will tell you that they've been up since, you know, the crack of dawn.
I mean, you can't go to the gym at the crack of dawn and not tell anyone about it. What's the point?
Right. Yeah. I mean, if that was me, like, that's all I would talk about for sure.
No, because we're better than you. We go to the gym before our kids wake up.
Yeah. So, like, I want to be that person, but no. Like, we're missing the bus. We're oversleeping. It's a hot mess.
Well, I want to hear a little bit about your perspective because you work part-time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, like, relatively more new for you the past, like, few years.
Yeah, last year.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about that.
No, it's really nice for me. I used to work part-time and like work in the morning and then I was home in the afternoon and then I would have to like, you're tired from just like all the work that you did and now you need to like crunch everything and get everything done ready for your kids to come home, and like mm-hmm. do all your errands. Also, everything is different for me because I'm like such an ADHD girl, you know, like we just have different rules of living. And things 100%. That are easy and hard for us. Yeah.
100%.
So this year I'm working in the afternoon instead of the morning. And I thought it would be like terrible because I thought I wasn't going to get things done in the morning. And then in the afternoon I was going to be like, oh no. But Baruch Hashem, it's been great. Like I have energy in the morning more than in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Get everything done. I try my best, you know.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But I also had to just like decide, I just had a baby, thank God. And I needed to decide, what am I doing with the baby? Like daycare, nursery. I've never had that before. In the past, I've stayed home with my kids. So that was a whole different, you know.
Yeah. Second topic is literally babysitters versus daycares.
Oh, let's do it.
Really, really popular topic that people want to hear about.
That's all people talk about. Also, can I just say, this is like off topic, but this is just my personality. Mm-hmm. Before I was married, I didn't know about J-Dolls. Like, I didn't care. I wasn't up to that in my life, you know?
Right.
Then there are some girls that, like, they got married. They knew exactly what J-Doll they wanted.
For sure.
And then, you know, you are pregnant and they know about the strollers. Like, I don't know about anything until I'm in that stage. I just don't care about it, to talk about it if I'm not up to it.
Right.
So now this was like really new for me. Now that I'm like, wait, what am I doing with my kid? I'm finally tuning into these conversations that I've been hearing. Like people always talk about that.
Really funny story about like research, like before the thing happened, like before I had my first kid, when I was pregnant, I was like, okay, I have to figure out like, what's the best stroller? What's the best this? Like, what's the best that? I went to buy my baby and like the lady took me around. I left hysterical crying. How do you know what's the best bottle for your kid? Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I was such a mess. And I was like, listen, I'm going to do all the research myself because like, it's my kid. I'm going to do it.
And like, you're also very into that.
Yeah.
And research.
I I went on Consumer Reports. My dad has like a subscription to Consumer Reports.
Oh my gosh.
Looked up like what the safest, best stroller is.
And that's like, great though.
I went to my friend and I told her, I'm like, I have to get the Bob hiking stroller. And she's like, what are you talking about? Shout out Lerone. She loves this story.
Oh my gosh.
She's like,
I was like, yeah, the Bob hiking stroller. It's the safest. It has the biggest wheels. It's really good for the streets of the city, and it's good for hiking. She's like, Jackie, how often are you going hiking with your baby? Like, what are you talking about?
That is so good.
I was just, like, going on like a Consumer Reports review. And then she's like, Jackie, there are like three options. You can get the City Mini, you can get the Upa Baby, or you can get the Bugaboo.
So
she like explained to me how it works in the from world that I'm not getting like a Bob hiking stroller.
Honestly, you should have, and then made it a thing.
It was orange, by the way.
I have an orange Abba baby, like, as one of my whatever. Yeah. And people are like, there she is down orange the street with her orange bassinet.
Okay. That was totally off topic.
Yeah. So I don't know. Back to like the whole nanny or daycare thing. I'm not sure if this is what you were like wanted to talk about, but first of all, nannies are so expensive. And where I live, it's significantly more money than like where my sister lives.
Really?
It's also such mazel. Like, my sister has her nanny that she's had forever, and like she's going to have her for life.
Mm-hmm.
That's pure like luck from Hashem, you know?
100%.
You're not always going to get that. And I was talking to like these random ladies who are just looking for a job, and just something in my gut made me feel like, wait, I don't really want a stranger watching my baby, you know? Right. So I heard that like the daycare that I send my son to, the baby room there was like excellent, apparently. So I sent him. My mom's like, as long as he's happy. I'm like, Mom, he's not telling me if he's happy. Right, how am I supposed to know if he's happy? Did you have a good day, little baby that's a few months old?
Right,
are you happy there? Do they love you?
You know what? I've done both. I've done daycare and I've done babysitter based on like my situation at the time. I think I prefer babysitter just because for working purposes, like, it's much more convenient to have someone in my house.
But what if you're on their schedule? What if they cancel and they're flaky on you? And
Well, I had a live-in babysitter.
You're just so fancy, Jackie.
So fancy. No, I had a live-in babysitter. She was like one of those, like, the best in the business. Like, you know what I'm saying? She would have stayed. She was like begging me to have more children so she could stay with my
family.
There's
such a pressure, by the way.
Oh my God. No, literally every week. She's like, come on. Like, you have to have
more kids.
You don't
want to hold on to her. Like, you need to keep popping them out, you know?
She's still in the community. So, like, she's still around.
You steal her back. That's also shitty. Like, stealing them and, like, the drama. But, okay, yeah. Go on, Jack.
That is drama. But I, like, I did daycare. I have some daycare horror stories.
Wait, don't tell me.
No.
I'm scared. Don't tell me.
Okay. Well, my daycare horror story, it's not an actual horror story. I sent to a drop-off, and it wasn't a legal drop-off. And it was like my first time, my first kid, my first day. And like, there were like, the floors were like tile floors, and she wasn't like sitting up yet, like, comfortably. Like, she would like fall down. It was like making me really nervous with the tile floors, and like,
I wouldn't even notice that.
I don't know, I was being really crazy. And then like, she just came home like snotty and smelly every day, and like, but she smelled like daycare. Like,
yeah, the daycare smells disgusting.
Yeah, she smells like daycare every day.
My baby just smells like spit up, and the spit up is so bad that like, I don't even smell the daycare.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is. So okay, this is an embarrassing story. I text Daniel,
her husband.
I say, she, like, the baby smells like daycare. Like, she smells like the daycare lady. Like,
the daycare lady or daycare? Because that's two different smells.
I said the daycare lady, and I said the daycare lady's name.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah.
Let's say her name was Shira. Like, I'm like,
okay,
she
so you told
like
your
Shira.
Husband. Okay,
and
yeah.
She smells like Shira. And I'm like, whatever, like, texting my friends, like, totally forgetting about it. And then I go back to the text, and I realize I texted Shira. She smells like Shira.
Nope.
I didn't text Daniel. I forgot. I texted Shira.
Yeah, kill yourself. But like, you could. I hope you saved yourself, because I'm thinking like, yeah.
So here's what I didn't save myself, but I thought I saved myself. I'm like, Shira has such good perfume. Can you please get it for me?
Oh my god! Okay, so you took it like, you really could have saved it, but then like, you like ran with it way too far for your birthday.
And I go, oh my gosh, Shira, I'm so sorry.
No.
But I texted you. I meant to text my husband. But anyway, what perfume
you wear?
And then she goes, wait, it gets better.
No.
Oh, that's so funny. I don't wear any perfume.
No. Oh my gosh, stop it.
Anyway, I took Leora out of that. I took my daughter Leora out of that daycare after 5 days. Like, we were done. Like, it just wasn't working for me.
Oh my gosh.
But then I switched
her because she hated your kid after that.
No, I couldn't face her again.
Jackie's kid. I'm not holding that baby.
I literally was like, Daniel, you have to pick her up. I can't pick her up.
Mortifying.
It was so embarrassing. But that wasn't like a horror story. That was just embarrassing.
No, that is. No, you're right, though.
And then I had other good experiences. It's just like convenience wise, like, oh my God, Leora got sick every single week in daycare. And like, I took off so many days. Like, my first
year. So, what did you do for that? Like, that's what I'm always like, what do working moms do?
No, it's really challenging. For me specifically, I have very, very limited flexibility in terms of time taking off. So it was like in the beginning, it was a real like trying to figure out like if our parents can help, if Daniel could like be flexible. And like now we have a system where like if it's like a day or 2 days, Daniel will do it. But if it's 3 days, then like I have to take, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm going to have to take, it's mostly Daniel could be flexible, but, and like he can move appointments to the evening when I get home. But so Daniel's usually the flexible one, which I'm really grateful for, but it's really hard. It's really hard. Right.
Being home with your baby is a full-time job and it's 100%. Hard.
Stay at home mom?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's like really hard.
What did you do all day? Like I hated questions like that. Like it's so hard.
It's like I don't even know what day it is. I've been home for 3 months.
Yeah, yeah. Like your husband comes into the door. There's no like hi. It's like take him, you know?
Yes. You like throw the baby at you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what the right solution. For me, I do think I like babysitters better. If you find someone reliable, I've had bad babysitter experiences also that like ruined me. But right. Like with a good one,
but also like
so good.
If you are like not a professional with like a good job, I'm saying these babysitters make more than some like what you could be paid for.
I know
a job.
I know, like people said, pay their whole paychecks to the babysitter, and it's
and
like,
then
why
I'm
am
like,
I
is it worth it?
Right?
You know?
Yeah. No, I really think like nowadays, like we're in a different situation than our parents' generation, and especially the generation before.
Like, who was fighting for like women's rights to have good jobs and like take a seat, lady? We were fine.
Like, send me back to the kitchen, please.
Yeah, please. Like, we were fine. Why'd you have to ruin a good thing?
I didn't ask to be here.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. Yeah, so I think both of them are really good options, depending on what your preference
you gotta,
is.
You gotta dive in and you gotta do what's good for you. And that's it.
100%. But also, like, moving on to topic three here is when you're working full-time, part-time at all, like even stay-at-home mom is like hosting Shabbos meals, when like being expected to like be on and host and invite or go out, like that whole process is another topic that's a hot topic to discuss.
Yes. Yeah.
I know you just had a Shabbos filled with company. Tell us about
and
that.
Like, and then my Sunday shot, because like the reset this Sunday was crazy. Like my house was literally upside down. I don't know. My thing also from an ADD perspective is a lot of people in my community are like inviting people Motzei Shabbos for already the next Shabbos. Like, yeah, that will never be me. I'm not that person. So like by the time like Wednesday, I'm thinking, oh, maybe I should have people, or like, I know I want to have people. It's just so hard for me to get to that point of like, let me reach out to people, invite them, like all the steps before.
Yeah, no,
normal people, like that's easy. Like that to me is like so hard already.
Wednesday is definitely considered late.
Yeah.
Like I'm already cooking my sides on Wednesday. So it's like if you're inviting me Wednesday.
Like I would love to just invite you Thursday night. Like you're invited. Come. It doesn't work like that though.
No, if you invite me Thursday night, I'm not coming. I already have my food cooked. I don't need to come. Sorry.
Yeah.
But I hear it. It's hard. It's a lot of like planning.
Yeah, no. Again, like this is just for me. Like these are just things that are hard for like someone with ADD.
Yeah.
All the tasks and planning ahead.
Yeah, thinking ahead is like you really, because you have to see like, what do I have? Like, did I do a food shop? Do I have enough food? Do I have time to do a food shop? Do I have anything going on at night? Like,
right.
Is there, you know, there's so many things that you have to factor in that are so important. But I feel like also like when you're talking about the mess on Sunday, like when I'm a guest in someone's house, I feel like more when I lived in an apartment, like I felt a lot of pressure to like clean up after my kids.
Mm-hmm. Which is so nice. You should do that.
Do you think so now? Like, I don't know.
I don't really know. Like, I think we all are just like, it's fine. Like, go, please.
Yeah,
like,
I don't care.
I don't want someone cleaning my mess. Like, I'll take care of it.
I don't want anyone cleaning my mess either.
I think it's like, more just like chinuch for your children. Like, if you took that out, put it away, you know, like we're going to help here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. You leave the house and you're like, sorry.
Right. Like,
okay, I'll have you next time.
Leave the house, be like, we are never going to be invited back there.
Oh my gosh. No, but that's just part of it. You know, like, you know, right. Your house is going to get wrecked.
Oh, also here, there are some people like where I live in my community that like will invite you out 2 to 3 Shabbos in advance.
And why are they making a calendar of like,
I don't even know what to respond to it, because it's like, obviously I'm available because I don't make plans that far in advance.
Yeah, that's also a no. Like, I can't do that.
But like, also like, I don't know, Mashiach might come. Like, I can't really like be tied down.
Mashiach will be here. Yeah, no, I can't do that. Also, like, it's clearly a really random person if you're doing that to me, because like, anybody who knows me knows, like, don't text me that. Don't ask me that.
3 weeks in advance. No, that's like really like, I could not do that. I do like what?
Like the Motzei Shabbos before is even like pushing it for me. It's like, I don't know what I'm doing next Shabbos, where I'm going to be. I don't know.
No, I like Monday, Tuesday. Like, those are good days to invite and be invited.
I go to some people and like, they just like know what they're doing so perfectly. Like, they're plating the first course for everyone, like the appetizers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not me either.
This is like along the lines of like people who are creative with Purim. Like, also, like, if you love cooking and you love hosting and you love making a tablescape and like all this thing.
Oh,
all this
yeah.
stuff, I so appreciate this. You love an appetizer and like a really fancy appetizer and like separate forks and all this stuff.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Like, I appreciate you so much. And it's taken me a while to realize like, that's not me. And it doesn't mean that like anyone, which one's better, which one's worse. It's
right. Just, but I'm like, always like, I don't want to have those people back, because like, you're just a different type than me.
Of course.
But I also think it has a lot to do with the way you were raised. Like, oh, my best friend is always hosting, like every Shabbos, like she's out, she has this person, like it's always a different thing. Mm-hmm. And I realized, like, I lived in her house growing up on Shabbos, that her parents are also like that. They always had company.
That's true.
For me, our Shabboses were like super chill and cozy. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if I'm just like hanging with my family and then like going to the park and meeting friends after, like, that doesn't feel like, that feels like Shabbos. It doesn't feel like we didn't have company, and like, it doesn't feel like Shabbos to me.
Right. Okay. So you're like, you don't need to like host and be, you don't need to.
I definitely don't. Every week. No, I like to have like my chill family time, and I still see my friends. I also live on a cul-de-sac, so like the second I walk outside, there's like bam people.
Right. Yeah, I hear that. I'm like, it's so funny that you say like how you were raised, because like my mom, like, she always hosted. We always went out. Like, that was like very regular, but like, she never served on paper goods. Like,
but they didn't have like gorgeous paper goods like they have now.
I guess so. Like, it was like always China. Like, she is always right. serving on China. And like, I don't do that.
Right. So it happens to be like, I did do that, but you know why? Because I forgot. Yeah, so I'm like, okay, I'll use these plates. I have them. Why not? Like, why should they just be sitting there? There are $5 billion, and I actually like them. Like, use them. You know.
Oh my god. Also, like, speaking of like those plates we got that were $5 billion. Like, if I could do my registry over again now,
yes.
Like, oh my gosh, I wish I could.
Why
do it
didn't
now?
Like, that fancy dairy sets that I bought, like, I've never touched them.
Oh my
before.
God, can I please return my gravy boat? Like, I will never use it. Like, I'm never gonna use it. It sits. I think I got know. 3 Lazy Susans. Never have I ever used a Lazy Susan.
Yeah.
Like, that's not.
It's also very particular to your space.
Of course. And like, I had no idea what I was doing. My mom right. didn't let me in the kitchen growing up. So like,
oh,
I never
same.
Cooked. Like, I don't
no, no,
know.
No. Like, I'm embarrassed. Like, I didn't even make noodles, like nothing.
No, literally same. Like, my mom's like, get out. Like, I don't want you here.
Yeah. No, I think so, like, my mother-in-law was like horrified when I was engaged and like in her kitchen. She like gave me one job to chop an onion and I like didn't know how. She had to teach me. I think she was like, Zev, run for the hills, buddy. While you can.
Like taking out a fork, like, is this how you chop it?
Literally. But then I was such a good Kolel wife, and like what every other wife does, my entire day was just making dinner. It's like, what did you do today? In Israel, like going to the supermarket was a whole day activity, like hiking with the bubby cart, right. Hiking back, making a fan. And I taught myself, and like, I think I'm good now, but I came from zero.
Yeah, like it's totally a learning process.
If only, okay, speaking of like hosting meals, the next thing that we can talk about is going to a meal. Like this happens to me a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't bench. You know, I'm all for, like, it's either two things. Either I'm at a friend of mine and, like, we're all having a good time and the kids are all having a great time and, like, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bench don't, but, like, but just bench. Give everyone the option to stay, but also give people the option to leave. Like, I've been to random meals where I'm like, I need to get home, you know, and I'm stuck there.
Yeah. I have been at meals at 6:30 and like I had to put the baby to sleep type of thing.
I had like a screaming baby and I'm like the whole time, oh my gosh. Really,
I literally
went
like, to myself and left because like I can't. I also, for me, I'm like definitely more of an introvert, but not in the way you would like typically think. I just like my social battery runs out at a certain point and I can't like I just start like malfunctioning. Like I just like, you know, like I'm
she's
like
breaking down.
Literally breaking down. Like I can't respond to questions anymore. Like I'm just like nodding my head like a robot. Uh-huh. Like I can't, I need to go home and sit down and like not talk to anyone, stare at the wall for a few minutes.
Which by the way, thank God you didn't have like, you met Daniel pretty quickly. Like you didn't have to do all the crazy like shidduch dates, you know?
Yeah, because I wouldn't have
made it. At the time you would feel that when you're just like, oh my gosh, this date needs to be over.
Like, okay, like I need to go home.
Take me home now.
Yeah, like my social battery reaches like a 0% pretty quickly.
Yeah, just bench everybody. Say you're more than welcome. This is the line. Ready, guys? Let's do it together.
We're going to bench.
You're more than welcome to stay. Please stay. You're more than welcome, but we're just going to bench. And I bet you people are going to leave. And that's also, when
like,
you know.
I'm not even going to say like you're more than welcome to stay. Like we're going to bench.
Right. No, you could say you're more. No, you could say because I don't mind. Like I just did it. They're like, that was the quickest meal. I think because I'm so
paranoid, like you have to bench.
Like, I don't want to be that person. I'm like, Zev, bench now, you know, first course done. No one's eating anymore, plates away. Like, and then I don't care, come trash my house, it's already trash, stay as long as you want, you know?
Right Yeah,
but I don't want you to feel like you're stuck here.
Yeah, no, same. I'm like, I'm also fine with people staying. I like being like in my own home. I feel like when I'm out, that's more when I'm like, okay, like I'm really ready to go home, like that's like harder for me
and
to
then,
say.
But then sometimes it's so nice because then you're there the entire Shabbos because they kidnapped you. And then you come home, your house is clean. You know, you're like, all right, kids.
That is such a good feeling. You come home, you're
get
like,
ready.
Toys out.
It's almost ready for like bedtime. Yeah.
That is true. That's a good feeling. When like Motzei Shabbos, you have nothing like on your plate. Everything is clean. Like it's just like, oh, I can chill tonight.
Yeah.
Oh. Can't be on for that many hours.
Yeah.
There's a time in the day where like my parenting switch just goes off.
You're a really good parent. You're a really good mom.
That's such a nice thing to say.
I feel like you like read a lot of books. You're very into, you know what you're doing.
I mean, I feel like I have no idea what I'm doing. That's why I'm reading all these
books. You're a really good mom.
That's so nice. You're also a really good mom.
Thanks.
You know what? I always say, like, if I were ever to write a parenting book, which I'm never going to write because that's never going to happen, but I just have a title for it. It's going to be called Parenting in Pajamas because, like, my hack is that the second I get home from work, I change into pajamas or, like, a SNES equivalent of pajamas because I just feel like I'm so much nicer. I'm so much happier. I'm so much – when I'm comfortable, like, I can be a better version.
Cozy, for sure.
Yeah, like I'm just, it's like when I, like I, it took me so long to figure out also because like I was in my shade till 6 p.m. and then I'm like, why am I yelling? You know, it's like, oh, because this is on
my
head.
But you know that there, I don't know if like this is still a thing. I remember when we were like newly like young and married, it was like such a conversation of like, are you all dressed and nice for when your husband comes home?
Like, what? I don't remember that.
No.
What?
Yes.
Who said that?
I remember having these conversations with girls, like their college teachers would tell them, like, you should, you know, when your husband comes home from work, you should look nice.
Oops, sorry.
No, no, no. I don't. I'm not even apologizing.
That's just not like I like. There's only so much a girl can do in a given day. That's just
that
not
really
what
wasn't
I'm doing.
Our circle so much, but like I definitely remember hearing people discuss that. Like,
yeah, I'm sure. I mean, that's just no. I mean, if I wanted, I feel like Daniel would rather me be nice than look nice.
Yeah. Well, Jax, this was so fun.
We should do this again sometime.
Let's do it. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
See you next week.
Bye.